going to be a goal fest. Three goals scored in the first period, in the first basically the first 11 minutes of the game.
Well, it was, you know, and again, it was is some power play opportunities. They got a power play opportunity, and you know, they made no mistake, and you know, it was a tough goal to give up because you're, you know, obviously you want a good start and you want to try and get the lead to you know, minimize the crowd and not give their time their team any momentum. But you know, is a tough read by one of our players on the PK. It was right off a faceoff, and we had a player in position that just should have went to their guy, but we gave him too much room and space, and one of their best players, and he made no mistake.
And he was good all weekend. Bryce Williamson, his 12th of the season. This made it 1-0 Friday night.
Penalty kill situation for the Michigan Tech Huskies. And the Falcons will win the drawback cleanly. Braberg controls up top. Williamson at the right. Dunn with a shot. Hit the top and he scores. What a shot by Williamson from Braberg. Copley never saw it until it reached his shoulder, and a quick 1-0 power play goal for the Falcons.
Freiburg's and DeSalvo get the assist. DeSalvo was the one that won that drawback cleanly. Did we collapse too much on that, Coach? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it all starts with face-off, Dirk, and there's the importance of a face-off. They win the face-off, and yes, we did. We collapsed way too much. We had a defenseman on that side of the ice who was supposed to go right to that player, take his time and space away. Instead, we retreated to our net. Now, you know, he just, his eyes get big, and he walks in and actually used our defenseman as a screen, and you know, it was a good shot, and you know, especially a player like Williamson. You know, he's been around, he's senior, he's one of their top scorers. You just can't give good players that much room and space, especially on the power play. And we did. It was just a misread, a misunderstanding on that penalty kill.
That was his 38th goal of his career, Williamson with the power play goal. But the Huskies come back at the 10-12 mark to tie it up. David Johnstone, from nearly the same spot, he scored one of his three power play goals last time the Huskies were down there. Ties it up 1-1.
Duros was waiting for the redirect. Held in by Johnstone on the half wall. Looking back to the point, gets it to Shane Hanna. He'll slide it over for Patan. Patan back up top for Hanna. Takes the shot. Here's a shot. They score! Oh, but Johnstone again from the same spot he did it. Just a couple of weeks ago here at Bowling Green, we have a tie hockey game.
Shane Hanna gets the assist along with Alex Patan. Another great shot by David Johnstone.
Well, no question. And he's found a home over there on the power play. And when he gets that puck in his wheelhouse, he can really shoot it. And, you know, I think Burke even got a piece of it, but it just went right through him. And that's David's got a hard shot. He's got a heavy shot. So they made some adjustments. And they knew they were going to try and take David, take that shot away. But they were a little late getting there. And David made no mistake, which was a big goal for us because we actually had a good first period, Dirk. Mm-hmm. The attempt shots, just to give you the fans a little feel at home, is that we had 23 attempted shots in the first period to their 13. So we only limited them to 13 attempted shots, and a lot of them were not near our net. And I thought we had a pretty good first period.
So we're tied 1-1, but it didn't take long for the Bowling Green Falcons to take the lead again. This made it 2-1, and this ended up being the game-winning goal at the 11:52 mark of the first period. Ryan Carpardew had a great weekend for the Falcons.
And it wraps around now. The Bowling Green Falcons will clear it up the center ice. Cross the line, Polkamp. He is a guy breaking to the front of the net. See, Midmore! Oh, Copley gave up the puck right to the man heading down the middle. I didn't see who that was. And an easy goal for the Falcons. A rare mistake by Venus Copley.
That Carpenter was the one that came down the middle lane there. And Polkamp taking the shot gets the assist on it because it went off of Copley. And I think Phoenix, as you said, you know, wouldn't make that play probably 99 out of 100 times.
Well, it was a 2-on-1 with a back checker. That was the situation. They had a 2-on-1, but we had a defenseman coming back, and our first defenseman did a real good job. He was defending the rush. He pushed him wide and forced their player to take a shot basically from just about the top of the circle against the boards, and it wasn't a real difficult shot, but Phoenix did kick the rebound right out. I mean, if he had that over again, he'd probably try to put the rebound in the corner or just try and smother the puck, but he let it get away from him, and that's why, you know, we always tell our players the importance of getting the puck to the net, getting it on the net, hitting the net because of the rebound situation. And Phoenix gave up a bad rebound on that one, and their guy, obviously Carpenter, was driving the net, and we had a guy with him, and we talk about this all the time. Their guy won the battle because we had a player right with him trying to tie him up, and Carpenter willed his way to win that battle and get that loose puck and score. And he didn't get a great shot off, but because of Phoenix being out of position and because of our defensemen just couldn't get him. They couldn't, you know, his strength. It became his strength and a will and determination factor there. And I didn't like that goal all the way around any way you cut it. But and then, you know, you never know. It becomes a winning goal. You never know. That's why every play matters, and we tell our team that all the time. So tough goal to give up, especially, like I said, I thought we played pretty darn well in the first period on the road going to be a tough series, and I thought our guys were ready to play, but we can't give up those kind of goals and expect, you know, to win.
It was such a fast period. The tempo was just incredible. Our forecheck, as we expected going into that game, was going to be really tough on their defensemen, and it was.
Sure.
They did, a pretty good job against our defensemen too, but I thought we were winning a lot of the battles. But going back to our defenseman not making that play, coming back on that.
Yeah.
Is that one of the Achilles heels of the season for us, and our defensive play in front of the net, making, you know, getting the sticks?
Well, a little bit, yeah, no question. I mean, you probably can go back to some games where there's, you know, I go back to Alaska Fairbanks, right, in a, you know, a critical series, and we can talk about that, I think, a little bit later, Dirk, because, you know, there's a couple critical series for us that determined where we finished up and consequently puts us on the road in the playoffs. But we have to get stronger. We have to get grittier in front of our net and our defensemen, and that's one of the areas that, as we go forward, that we have to really improve on to make it tough. And their defensemen did a pretty good job all weekend of really making it hard for our forwards to get to the net. And when we did get to the net, they were on us. I mean, there was a stick on us. They're lifting our stick. They're, you know, grabbing your arm. I mean, they really made it difficult. And we have to play a little bit nastier, more nasty in front of our net.
You look at the shots. We had 25 shots in that game, Coach, and six of them were from David Johnstone. Nobody else had more than two shots, which is unusual for us.
Well, no question, and that's where you need your best players to play your best. And I thought they did, and most of those probably from David are on the power play.
Yeah.
If you go through it, so when you look at shots 5-on-5, how many really grade A chances were in the game? Now, having said that, we did not get many, but we did a real good job on the flip end. We didn't give them many too, and that's what you're trying to do on the road. You know, you're not going to go into the game on the road and try and outscore team. What you want to do is get into that battle where, you know, you're putting yourself in a position to win a game with that one shot. And for the most part, I thought we did that. If you go look through their team, you know, they had one, you know, maybe three or four guys have three shots each, and that was about it. So we did a pretty good job on them too. Like Bryce Williamson, one of their best players, you know, he only had two attempted shots on net. You know, Ryan Carpenter had three. You know, he's one of the guys who led them. Mark Cooper, I think their leading goal scorer, had one attempted shot on net. So overall, I think there's a little give and take there, and we played a good enough game defensively to win. It just offensively, we did not bury our chances, and that comes back to what I said at the top, is we did not execute on our scoring opportunities.
We were 1-for-2 on the power play. They were 1-for-2 on the power play. That all washed out. Tommy Burke ended up with 24 saves on 25 shots. Phoenix Copley with 22 saves on 24 shots, and the Huskies fall in game one by a score of 2-1. Did you feel, though, after that game, Coach, as disappointing as it was, that loss, that we were going to have a chance to go out the next night and really come out and take it to them?
Well, you know, I did, because anytime you're back to in a position where you're playing for your season, I think, you know, the team always comes out harder. The hardest game we always talk about is the elimination game, when you're trying to eliminate a team and eliminate their season. So, but I thought, you know, Friday we were in the game. Even when we got to the second and third periods, we had some opportunities, you know, and even when we pulled our goalie, there's a chance there where David Johnson gets a chance to walk right in. But anyway, I thought, you know, we regrouped after the first period on Friday and still continue to play. I mean, it's anybody's game. It's a one-goal game. And, you know, that one next shot is important.
All right, so we'll take a break. We'll look at Saturday night's game. When we come back, it's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. If you have a question for Coach, you can email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel Building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14